Welcome to the Recency Belief Podcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a recency belief.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Reasons to Believe Podcast, episode number 197. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. Our reasons to believe scripture passage for today is John chapter 3, verses 18 through 20. It reads, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Our reasons to believe quote for today is from Dr. R.A. Torrey. He said, "Every type of destruction that human philosophy, human science, human reason, human art, human cunning, human force, and human brutality could bring to bear against a book has been brought to bear against this book, the Bible. And yet the Holy Bible stands absolutely unshaken today. At times, almost all the wise and great of the earth have been pitted against the Bible, and only an obscure few for it. Yet, it, the Holy Bible, has stood." Today, beloved, we are continuing the topic of Holy Scripture, its inerrancy, infallibility, and inspiration, using our God-breathed book, the Bible, the verbally inspired, eternal, inerrant Word of God by Dr. John R. Rice. Our reasons to believe PowerPoint today comes from chapter 2, "Beware of Scholars Who Do Not Believe the Holy Bible is God's Word," part 1. It is part of the apostasy of this day that unconverted men, not Christians by experience, unbelieving men, not Christians in the historic Christian faith once delivered, are accepted in many Christian circles. That is wrong morally, and it is foolish from the viewpoint of scholarship. Those who do not revere the Bible as the Word of God are not good men and are not reliable scholars. There is a moral guilt in unbelief about Christ and the Bible. It is true that God invites the sinner to come, and that God meets all who draw nigh. God is found of all who seek Him sincerely with their whole heart, for God is seeking them. Since one who chooses to do God's will and follows on to know God may know Him, there is a moral guilt to those who do not believe the Holy Bible. A sinful heart blinds a sinful mind. A perverse heart and will that chooses darkness will not find the true light of God. Jesus Christ stated this great moral law in John chapter 3, verses 18 through 21. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. One who does not believe in Christ, who does not lovingly trust him for salvation, is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. God pronounces a moral condemnation on unbelief in Christ, and thus unbelief in the Bible. We see that the heart that does not trust Jesus Christ is condemned because it chooses not to believe. The deeds of such an one are evil, so he does not seek the light, for he loves darkness. There is no way to divorce the heart attitude choosing sin from the mind that does not approach Christ in loving trust and belief and faith. And so a love for sin and a choosing of sin blinds one to the truth about the Bible. There is much talk about honest doubters. An honest doubter cannot stay a doubter. He can know if he chooses Christ in righteousness. To choose Christ and to choose righteousness is the same choice. And to choose Christ in righteousness is to come to the light so one's mind can see clearly the spiritual truth. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next episode. But before then, make sure you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray for the salvation, Lord, of every lost soul under the sound of my voice. Open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears, and save their souls. Have your Holy Spirit to help them to believe the gospel that I'm getting ready to present right now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father. Believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.